This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Congress is hoping to adjourn for the year before Thanksgiving. Lawmakers are working on several major pieces of legislation whose fate is uncertain. The specter of the 2004 election hangs over any considerations. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The bill providing prescription drug coverage under Medicare is something both parties say they want, but it's been in conference for weeks now. What's happening?
It's a mess. The problem is everybody does say they want that bill, and the voters do want that bill, but the politicians, in fact, really don't. Most Democrats don't want it because they don't want Bush and the Republican Congress to get credit on an issue that has traditionally been such a strong Democratic issue that the Democrats would much prefer to just take the issue to the voters in the next election and say that the Republican Congress, Republican president were unable to provide prescription drugs for older Americans. Most Republicans don't really want the bill either, because in order to get a bill, they need support of some key Democrats, and the main one has been Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, who has said to his Democratic colleagues, look, I'd prefer to have prescription drug coverage than to play politics with this anymore. But the Republicans don't want to see Kennedy in the Rose Garden, and they also don't want to do the things policy-wise that will make it possible for Kennedy to sign on to the bill. So what's happening is House Republican leaders have been talking about a bill that can get 51 votes in the Senate as opposed to the 70 votes that on the original bill. And that means, you know, something that can pass the Senate, but they know the Democrats are then likely to filibuster it, and then they would blame the Democrats. It's all a blame game. They'd blame the Democrats for the prescription drug bill falling apart. The Senate Republicans, however, are not crazy about that plan. A lot of Senate Republicans are not particularly fond of House Republicans. And the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Chuck Grassley, I think truly does want a bill, as does his Democratic counterpart, Senator Max Baucus. And Grassley and Baucus work better together than Grassley and his House counterpart, Bill Thomas. So it's a question of whether they can put something together. Senator Kennedy has said that the House Republican plan to have private health insurance plans competing with Medicare is a non-starter. So as long as that stays in there, I don't see where we go.
What do you believe will be the outcome of that legislation and the big energy bill working its way through Congress?
Well, that big energy bill is another one where the Republicans have been thinking they can do it on their own without Democrats. And for a while there was some impetus because of the New York blackout, or the blackout around the Northeast, but now it's also looking very iffy. You know, Bob, for years I would have said to you, look, you get this far in a piece of legislation, it always starts to look impossible, and then it suddenly comes together. But, you know, it's different these days. The Congress is so closely divided that every single battle becomes something that you just fight out over and over and over again. I just can't see how these things come together given the hostilities in Congress, the lack of civility in Congress. I mean, the president talked about trying to bring a new tone to Washington, and for a little while that was true, but it certainly isn't there now, and it's exacerbated by the president being out on the campaign trail himself and running against Democrats in Congress, and by Democratic members of Congress being out on the presidential campaign trail running against the president. And, you know, the Democrats are beginning to really think they can win the White House. Yesterday, there was a Newsweek poll where it was 44% saying vote to reelect Bush, 50% saying someone else. Now, the recent good economic news could change that, but right now the Democrats are thinking they could take it.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.